Jessica is Mr. Conrad's most devoted classical guitar student. The two have been studying together a year today, and she has made more improvement than any other student he has. He knows she's special, not to mention gorgeous, but he's beginning to worry he has nothing left to teach her. He has been dreading this lesson, which is to be their last together, and he plays a melancholy tune on his guitar as she enters the room, wearing a light summer dress with buttons up the front. Jessica sits in a chair now opposite Mr. Conrad, shifting in her dress and crossing her legs. Mr. Conrad averts his eyes, as he always must, to stop from staring at her beauty, but her exposed thighs are almost too much to handle. Jessica has never felt like this before. She is excited to see Mr. Conrad, as she always is for their weekly sessions, but this being her final lesson with him has left her distraught. She's been nauseated and anxious all week, and she leaves for a music conservatory tomorrow. She's confused because it's everything she wanted, everything she and Mr. Conrad have been working toward, but somehow she feels devastated. Mr. Conrad watches her fingers as they move effortlessly across the strings, shifting chords as seamlessly as any professional. He knows he should be a proud teacher, but he can't help but feel lost, heartbroken even. He can hear in her music that she feels similarly. Jessica studies Mr. Conrad as he looks away to refocus on his own strings. She watches the care with which he moves his steady fingers, and she wonders what else they might be capable of. Mr. Conrad sees the sheen of tears in her big, bright eyes, and without thinking, puts his guitar down and embraces her, holding her and shushing her. He takes her head in his strong hands. She can feel his calloused finger pads on her soft, wet cheeks. He runs a finger underneath her waterline, drying her eyes. He unexpectedly kisses her forehead, gently. It feels more than paternal and stirs something deep within Jessica. She looks up at him, waiting with bated breath. They lock eyes, both full of heartbreak and desire, both so lost and confused, but so sure of exactly what they want this very minute. Mr. Conrad gets on his knees in front of her and takes the guitar from her hands, setting it on the floor. She sits in the chair still, afraid to move and disturb this sensual reverie, this fantasy she has long tossed and turned over. His mouth is in front of hers, the air exchanging between their wanting, wet lips. Jessica kisses Mr. Conrad's full lips and bites onto his lower lip, as if she will never let it go, wanting to be bound to him forever. He holds her face, kissing her from forehead to chin. He kisses her bare neck, his worn fingers tracing her thighs. He sucks on her neck now and spreads her legs wide on the chair, feeling how much she wants him on the now wet chair seat. He traces up and down her inner thighs as their desire builds. He moves his face lower, kissing the top of her breasts and massaging her inner thighs, further and further up her short dress, feeling the warmth of her pussy just inches away. He licks the top button of her dress, and she grips the sides of the chair as his nimble fingers slowly undo one button, the next, and the next, revealing a white lace bra. He holds his gaze on her breasts. He moves his lips back up to hers and continues to undo the buttons, one after the other, like he's plucking the strings of a guitar, until the entire dress is open, revealing her matching white lace panties. He can faintly see her wet pussy through her panties, and he gets back on his knees, pulling her pussy towards his face. He looks up at her, and she down on him. He bends and kisses the fabric of her sheer panties, tasting the wet through the fabric. Her back arches and he holds her ass cheeks in his strong hands. He moves his firm tongue up from over the fabric, covering her pussy, between her thighs, over her belly button, up to the lining of her bra and licks the outline of the bra. She wraps her thighs around his head and he inhales her scent. He tastes her, briefly through her panties, enjoying each note she emits as his tongue twirls the soft, wet fabric inside of her. Then, he grabs her by the waist and hoists her into the air, sliding her exposed body near his closed one, and she kisses his neck as he carries her to the display counter. Mr. Conrad lays her body daintily on the cold display case. It feels good against her flushed skin. She looks up at him, an idea having struck her. He smiles and rolls up his sleeves and unbuttons his white button-down shirt. She watches, but doesn't touch. For guitars do not give touch, they only receive it. Her mouth waters at the sight of his exposed stomach and chest, but she lies still as he procures a guitar pick from his trouser pocket. He brings it to his lips and licks the pick, sending a welcome shiver down Jessica's spine. He brings the pick down and traces her luscious lips with it. Her mouth opens and he smiles, placing it on her tongue, his fingers still around it. She does so, enjoying every second of contact with his precious fingers. He removes his fingers and moves the pick down her chest, pausing when he reaches her bra. He leans down and with one hand unclasps her bra, throwing it to the ground. He pulls the top of her body close and strums the pick from her shoulder across her nipples down to the other shoulder. She moans. He moves lower, performing the same action over her abdomen, just above her hips and the most sensitive part of her belly. Excitement tingles between her legs as he moves further down her body. He brushes the pick down, over her hips, across her wet panties, and she gasps ever so slightly. He runs his fingers along her panties, rubbing her pussy ever so slightly, and taking her by surprise, she moans again. He removes her panties and strums between her legs once more. She moans loud and clear. The pick still in between his thumb and pointer finger, he strokes between her legs, causing her to sing out again and again and again. He pockets the pick once again and kisses her legs as he climbs on top of the display case, fortified and strong to hold their soon-to-be writhing bodies. He takes off his shirt and unbuckles his belt while straddling her on his knees. He pulls out his hard cock, and Jessica's in awe. It's everything she wanted, and more. He brings it over her face, and she extends her tongue, licking the bottom of the shaft. She takes his cock deep inside her mouth and sucks as he moans. It is her turn to tune him as she strokes and sucks just the way he likes. He can't take it anymore. He needs to fuck her now. He takes his cock from her mouth, dragging it down her body until it hovers over her pussy. He looks up at her, before thrusting inside of her. She sits up as he fucks her, pulling her naked body on top of hers and close to his. He kisses her neck, tasting, touching, and feeling everything he has wanted since the very first day she stepped inside his studio for lessons. He feels himself get even harder inside her and dismounts the display case, bringing her with him to fuck her harder against the glass. First, he fucks her with her legs wrapped around his, her ass pressed against the cool glass, her loose curls between his weathered fingers. Then, he turns her around, laying her chest and face against the glass of the display case as he fucks her from behind. Her fingers curl around the edge of the display case. She turns back to look at him, grinning and panting, needy.
Thank you.